Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. Students of history and avid listeners to this program would have learned about the several different ways that enslaved people demonstrated their resistance to their imposed servitude. These range from the more significant methods like open rebellion or running away, to the more day-to-day forms such as working slowly, sabotaging tools or the operations on the estates, or feigning illness. For the most part, their enslavers were able to weather these affronts to their authority. However, as a notice published on this day, July 14, 1832 shows, not everyone had the patience or general wherewithal to handle some of the more challenging laborers in their charge. This occasion was 2 years before the abolition of slavery in the British Empire. However, one slave owner was all ready to get his or her servants off their hands. It seems that they were at their wits' end as to what to do with a particular family they owned. The owner was not named in the advertisement, it being placed in the publication on their behalf by the newspaper's editor. It stated that a Negro woman and her 5 children were being offered for sale for even a moderate price, whatever that was, because to their owner, they were, quote, great plagues. Among the women's 5 children were 2 sons, one aged 16, said to be a stout lad, the other 14 years old, as well as 2 daughters who were described in the notice as being of an age capable of being made useful. The remaining child was an infant in arms. The woman and her sons were described as clever, intelligent people, although too much so for the owner, who could not manage what were called refractory, or in other words, stubborn or uncontrollable slaves. The owner, it seems, felt that they would be better off working on a plantation in the country, where there would be more serviceable workers, the ad's words, and where their inclination to trickery could be better managed under threat of solitary confinement. Interestingly, stubborn and difficult laborers would remain a complaint of plantation owners and others even post-abolition, as even then the apprentices, and then eventually the freedmen, found ways to show their discontent for the oppressive and depressed conditions imposed upon them by the plantation-based economic and social system.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.